they were getting the water off them, off the swamp. You'd say they were doing water.
They're draining the swamp.
What would you call the things that they had to dig to drain the swamp?
Ditches.
And let's see, what would be your term for, I'll say, out in the field or in a dirt road, the something washed away, would have been washed away by the...
That would be a gully.
And what would you be your term for, a deep, narrow valley that had been cut by a stream or something like that?
Could be probably a ravine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And let's see, you have any, or what would your term be for a small rise in the land, 400 or 500 feet?
Probably a hill.
And any other term you might use there?
Probably a moline.
Never heard of that.
Right, that's a silly expression.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a thing there you would turn to open the door?
A doorknob.
You ever heard the term knob used in
a hill?
Yes. Remember where you heard that?
Yes, so in Civil War they use a terminology a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place called Knob Hill too.
Maybe that's not been put into the
end. Yes.
If it's larger than a hill, it'd be a what?
Probably called a small mountain.
Mm-hmm. And the rocky side of a mountain that drops off sharp, what would be your term for that?
Rocky side of a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a bluff.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Say when you have a mountain or there up in the hills, you see the lot, you have water coming over the side. What do you call that?
Right, waterfall.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell me the terms you use for some of the different kinds of roads?
Mm-hmm.
Around like highway and so forth?
Yes. Okay. What is called a rut road. That's where you just drive a car out through the horse and pretty soon you form two ruts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then we have, used to be called log roads, so we lay down logs, you know, and then we form a road through a swampy area, especially. Okay. Then we would have what they call shell roads, where you would build a road bed and put oyster shells, and that would form your road.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have a highway, which is usually done commercially using blacktop or concrete.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, a superhighway is one that has more than one lane.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Or interstate.
Yeah. And what if they're in the city, what would you call them?
Call them a street.
Mm-hmm. And say maybe you're out. There's a little road that goes off the main highway a little ways, maybe up to a man's house.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that?
Probably call it a side road.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned your blacktop. What are some of the things that blacktop is composed of usually?
Usually it's made out of petroleum mixed with sand, oil, asphalt, just a byproduct of petroleum processing.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Now, what's the term that people usually use around here for the thing you would walk on in the city, not the road?
Mm-hmm. Sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. Do people have any name? You know, sometimes you have the sidewalk here, you have the road here, and between the sidewalk and the road, you have a little strip of grass, not as wide as your desk.
Mm-hmm.
Do people have any name for that?
Yes, they do. I'm trying to think of that word. It's between the curbing and the sidewalk. It's the boulevard? Could be the boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
That's one term.
Mm-hmm. Now, ask you about some more kinds of expressions.